Hey guys, welcome to the Pinoy Patriarch Project podcast. I am your host, Mike Pana. And if it's your first time joining us, this is a podcast dedicated to educating and empowering every Pinoy listening to this as to how to become a better leader in their life. So whether you are living in the Philippines, you're living in the US, you're living in Canada, wherever you're living as a Pinoy, wherever you're showing up, this podcast is designed to give you the tools and the resources you need to become a better leader in your home life, your business life, and your community life. In this podcast, I want to share a situation that happened to me recently. This will be a solo episode. I do have some episodes where I'm interviewing some really awesome Pinoy brothers who shaped me. But in this episode, I'll be talking because I think there's a lot of lessons we can all glean from this. And it's something that actually happened to me last week. And I wanted to make sure that I had a few days since the situation to basically reflect on it and be objective in speaking about this situation so I could share the lessons with all of you. So if you guys don't know anything about me, my name is Mike Pana, and in addition to running the Pinoy Patriarch Project, I am a martial arts teacher by trade. I've been teaching martial arts my entire adult life, specifically the martial arts of Atien Zakali and Bayani Arnis, both of which are Filipino martial arts systems, FMA, Kali Arnis Eskrima systems. It's through the Filipino martial arts that I not only learned how to defend myself or protect myself, but it's also a means in which I've been able to empower myself and empower other Pinoys to become warriors, warriors in their personal lives, warriors in the business room, warriors, you know, at their homes, wherever it is, to make them better people, to better make them stronger. And it's through the Filipino martial arts that I've empowered myself to become the best version of me. And I want to share that with other Pinoys, right? And even though I teach people from all different walks of life, you know, it's important to me that I am a good role model to those I teach. Not because I'm a perfect person or because I feel like I deserve the title of role model, but because I want to empower my community. I want to be a good example of what it means to be a Pinoy patriarch. And it's something that I fail in every day, but it's something I strive for every single day. And so in light of all of this, I have two Pinoy boys. They're actually brothers, and they've been training with me for about 2 years. And they usually train with me on Saturday mornings. And after class this past Saturday, they came up to me after everyone left and they asked to talk to me and they looked really sad. And I said, "What's going on, boys?" And they said, "You know, Guru Mike, I don't think we can train with you anymore." And I asked them why. And they told me that essentially their parents, the father specifically, who's been extremely supportive of their training and a very good man, has treated me with nothing but respect, told these boys that he doesn't want them training anymore because frankly, they're not doing well in school. They're not doing their homework, they're talking back to their mom, they're being disrespectful, and they're also not practicing the martial arts methods I taught them. He wants his boys to invest in the training emotionally and physically, and these boys just have not been practicing. They sit at home, they're playing video games, they're on YouTube, whatever, and the dad's like, "You know what, you guys are not acting respectfully, you guys aren't performing well in school, you guys aren't doing the things you're supposed to be doing, I'm pulling you out." And so I talked to the boys and said, "Let me talk to your dad." And I think the boys initially thought that when I walked out to the parking lot to talk to their father, who was waiting in the parking lot for them to leave, he's going to bring them home. I think they were under this impression that I was going to somehow side with the boys, or side with them, and basically convince the dad to let them train. And that was actually not what I intended at all. I walked up to the dad got out of the car, shook his hand, I said, "Hey man, listen, these boys told me what was going on. I want to let you know that I support your decision to pull them out." And the boys were like, "Wait, what?" Right? And they kind of understood, but they were kind of thrown off that I said it so directly. And I said, "Listen," I told the father, I told the boys, and I said, "Listen, I do not care if you're good fighters. You cannot solve your life's problems by fighting. What's going to make you a better man is not just martial arts. Martial arts is simply a vehicle. It's simply a vehicle that I utilize to empower people, especially young people and, you know, and Pinoys and everyone of different cultures and backgrounds to become stronger people, become more capable people. But if you cannot treat your mother with respect, if you cannot do your homework, if you are not studying for school, you're not passing your classes, if you're not practicing the martial arts as much as your dad's telling you to practice and you're not doing it, then frankly, you do not deserve to be here. You need to earn the right to be here. And just because your dad's paying money does not give you the right to be here. I'd rather you become better men than better fighters." And they got really quiet. And the dad, you know, he really stood in solidarity with me. And I said, "Sir, even if these boys aren't training with me anymore, if you need a kuya figure for them, if you need somebody to help, you know, mentor them and keep them in line, please let me know and I'm happy to do it." And I say all of this because, and here's one thing you have to factor in, I'll be losing money. From a business standpoint, me supporting the dad in this decision really from a financial standpoint, would actually it actually hurts me because I will be losing money. However, I don't even care about that. Like even though I'm talking about this, I don't care about that. What I care about is not their tuition being paid. What I care about is, are these boys going to grow up to be strong men? Are they going to be Pinoy patriarchs when they're older? Are they going to be good husbands? Are they going to be good fathers? That is really what matters. And if they can't do something, if they can't learn to maintain the responsibilities that they have as teenagers, they're going to have a hard time becoming grown men and strong men. And I see this so much in the Filipino community, where I see so many Filipino teens, Pinoy teens, especially the boys. They seem to not know how to conduct themselves. They don't know how to stand up straight. They don't know how to speak with confidence. They hide behind the screens of their phones or their computers. They hide behind YouTube. They don't know how to act as a man should. And again, my goal in martial arts is not just to develop great fighters. It's to develop strong men and women. And if it's a Pinoy, I tend to, as a side note, I tend to be a little harder on them. I just noticed this. If you're a Pinoy and you're slacking and or you're doing something I know you're not supposed to be doing, I call you out on that immediately. Like if I see, this goes for any of my students, which is very rare. My students are very well behaved. They're all adults and teenagers. They're very well behaved. But if I see a Pinoy specifically not holding themselves to a standard, if I see a Pinoy not acting in a way that I feel represents themselves and our community in a positive way, then I am not afraid to take them aside and call them out on it. Because I guess maybe it could be for a lot of reasons. Maybe because I'm the father of three Pinoy boys myself. Maybe because I am the kuya, the eldest boy in my family. I'm used to doing that. But at the end of the day, I want the next generation of Pinoys to be stronger, more capable, more resilient, more rugged, more determined, right? More courageous. And I'm not seeing it. And I'm realizing after this situation that a lot of these young Pinoy boys do not have a kuya in their life to push them. Now, to be fair, this father is he's an incredible man. This guy is hardworking. He works hard. He moved here from the Philippines, from Singapore, and came here starting over with his family and took that risk. The guy is a stud. In every sense of the word, in my mind, as a father, this guy's a stud. But we also have to understand that in addition to the father, we have to have kuyas. And that's what I want. If you're a Pinoy right now listening to this, ask yourself, do I need a kuya figure, a quote-unquote kuya figure, to mentor me? Odds are you do. We all do. I have my kuya figures in my life. I've interviewed some of them on this podcast. Or rather, on the other side of the token, do you need to be the kuya for somebody else? And this is the importance of the kuya. We need men. We need father figures in the home. But we also need kuya figures in the home, in the community. Because a kuya has a responsibility that's a little bit different than a father. A father has so much on their plate. Like, I can never be the kuya to my boys. I am their father. I helped bring them into this world. I gotta feed them. I gotta clothe them. I gotta provide for them. I gotta step up. I gotta give them guidance. I have to mentor them. That is all true. But a kuya does something very distinct. And what a kuya does is, because they're closer in age, they can relate a little bit more to what that younger person is going through. And they are also, because they're closer in age and because they're closer in their peer status, they can call them out on stuff and they hold them accountable. I know I did this as a kuya myself, being the eldest sibling. I do this as a martial arts instructor. This is something that I do. Now, not to say that I don't call my boys out when they do something dumb. You know, they're really young, but it's not to say that I don't do that. But it's different. As a father, it's different when you're talking to a kid. And I'll give you a great example. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and you might have seen this yourself, I experienced this myself, where my dad, growing up, as a kid, as a teenager, could tell me something. And then maybe Tuan Carl Tienza or some other person, another kuya figure of mine in the neighborhood, told me something. They could be saying the same exact thing, but who did I tend to listen to? As crazy as it might sound, I didn't listen to my dad. I would often listen to the kuya figure because I felt the kuya figure understood me more because they were closer in age. They were a lot more objective. They knew me. They chose to lead me, right? And so I think that's important. So we need not only father figures. And again, father figures are essential. I'm with dad, all right? The whole point of this podcast is to empower Pinoys out there, but specifically my three boys, Ethan, Evan, and Elliot. That's important. However, the need for kuyas cannot be underestimated. We need men to step up. Some of you might be single. Maybe you're a single guy and you're listening to this and you don't have a wife and kids yet. kuya somebody else, be an older brother to somebody else, be that role model to somebody else. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, who am I to be a role model? Hey, that's a great question. I don't even feel that I'm required, or I have the requirements or the status to be a role model. But what I do is I hold myself to such a high standard that I can't help but realize that I know that there are people watching me. I know my boys are watching me. I know my students are watching me. I know my wife is watching me. And so it's important, again, to not just have a quote-unquote male figure in the home. We need a father in the home, and we need a kuya in the home. And whether or not you're married, single, doesn't matter. You can be a kuya for somebody else. You can be a kuya for someone else who needs that guidance. You can be the kuya maybe to someone a few years younger than you, maybe even a decade younger than you, that needs your words, that needs your accountability, that needs your discipline, that needs your mentoring. That's important. If you look at all the active shooters that we've had in the last 10 years, the one thing that these active shooters had in common, fatherless homes. They also lacked older brother figures. They lacked a male figure. If you look at promiscuous teens or teens who are on drugs and teens who are struggling with anxiety and mental health issues, a lot of these teens struggle, not because of their wealth or the lack of wealth or whatever. A lot of it comes down to having positive male figures in the home. And again, as important as it is to have a father figure, it's even more important in many ways to have a kuya figure who can level with you and call you out. And this is really important. Now, you're probably wondering, like, how do I become that? What if I'm such a loser or I'm such a coward that I don't have the ability to, I don't have the right to mentor somebody else or kuya somebody else? Become that kuya, right? And I've posted about this before. In fact, if you go to our Facebook page, the slogan that I have is, be the kuya you needed when you were younger. If you go back to your childhood and think about the person you needed, think about the older brother figure that you needed. Become that person. What would they look like? How would they stand? How would they dress? How would they conduct themselves? That is who you need. You need to be that person for somebody. Create that person. Make yourself into that person. Get into the gym. Go back to church. Study. Read. Instead of listening to stupid music or, you know, sports radio, which benefits you in no way whatsoever, make sure that you are bettering yourself. Become a person of substance, become a person of value, become a person of integrity and strength and moral courage and character. This is what our community needs, guys. And I'm talking to these boys, I'm giving them the talk that I should have had at that age. And I was very, very fortunate that my father was present in my life. I'm very fortunate that I had the kuya figures that I had in my life at their age. But again, it can't be understated. It's so important that we hold our young Pinoy boys to a high standard. It's so important that we make the next generation of Pinoys stronger. Because again, I'm not seeing it. I see a lot of Pinoy teens, and a lot of these guys are soft. We need to make sure that we're stepping up in our communities and in our homes to become stronger examples for them, so they have an aspiration, a role model to aspire to become like. All right? So if you're that guy who's thinking about quitting another kid or someone, even just a guy, an adult who's a little bit younger than you, become that kuya. Develop yourself into that person. If you don't know what that means, go find a person that you look up to and learn from them. And I guarantee you, there's no shortage of it. You're not that isolated. We're Filipino, right? There's a lot of isolation in the world after COVID and after all these things, but I can guarantee you one thing. If you're Pinoy, you have people in your circle. I don't care if it's just the people in your house. There are people in your circle and people that you know, that you admire, that you respect, and that you wish you could learn how to become more alike. So try to learn from those people. And so now, I don't know what's going to happen to these two Pinoy boys. I don't know if they'll continue training with me. I don't know what's going to happen to them down the road, but I do know that I want the best for them. I do know that I want them to act in integrity. I do know that I want them to be stronger men, because that is more important to me than anything else, and that should be important to you as well. All right, guys, so I hope this podcast inspired you. Take care and be the leader in your life.